Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the conference call of Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. to discuss second quarter 2026 earnings results. For those who need simultaneous interpreting, we have this tool available on the platform. To access, simply click on the interpretation button using the globe icon at the bottom of the screen and choose your preferred language, Portuguese or English. For those listening to the conference call in English, you may want to click on Mute Original Audio to hear only the interpreter. We inform you that this conference call is being recorded and can be accessed at the company's IR website, ri.unicasamoveis.com.br, where you'll find the full package of our financial disclosure. You can also download the presentation from the chat icon, including the one in English. During the presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. Subsequently, we will have a question and answer session. To ask questions, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to get in line. We recommend that you ask all your questions at once. We emphasize that the information contained in this presentation and forward-looking statements that might be made during the conference call relating to Unicasa's business outlook, projections, and operating and financial targets are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as on information currently available. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events and, therefore, depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, market conditions, and other operating factors may affect the company's future performance and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Today, we have with us Mr. Guilherme Possebon de Oliveira, Investor Relations Officer. Now, I will turn the floor to Mr. Oliveira to start the presentation. Good afternoon. Let's start on slide 4. Here, we can see that the company's consolidated gross revenue totaled 66 million BRLs in the second quarter of 2026, a reduction of 13% year over year. Performance was primarily impacted by the export market, where revenue fell by 41%. This decline stems from lower contribution from corporate projects in North America and Latin America, as well as the effect of the BRL appreciation during the period. In our company-owned stores in the United States, revenue recognition was 25% lower, already excluding the Orlando store, which closed at the end of 2025. This performance reflected delays in delivering customer projects, which lengthen the cycle for converting sales into revenue. On the other hand, commercial performance improved significantly, with sales 4 times higher than those recorded in the second quarter 25. In the domestic market, exclusive stores showed stability on a same-store basis, with a 0.8% decline. New stores that are still maturing helped partially offset the effect of the smaller base of active stores. Although store closures remained the main factor putting pressure on the channel's revenue, sell-out at exclusive stores in Brazil continued to outperform the 2025 level, primarily reflecting the strategic changes implemented late last year, including a review of the product portfolio and pricing adjustments. On slide 5, we have a chart showing the performance of our exclusive and multi-brand points of sale. We ended this quarter with 113 national exclusive stores, 15 export exclusive stores, 66 national multi-brand stores, and 5 export multi-brand stores. Moving on to slide six, we see the company's executive summary. Net revenue totaled 54 million BRL, down 14%, while the gross margin was 26.3%, a decline of  4.5 percentage points. Gross margin was impacted by lower dilution of fixed costs due to lower revenue and due to the increase in the cost of raw materials associated with the oil supply chain. The price adjustment implemented at the end of the quarter had a limited effect in Q2. Due to the time lag between the implementation of the price adjustment and its conversion into revenue, selling, general, and administrative expenses remained virtually stable, rising by 0.2%. Among the main factors, we highlight the increase of 1.3 million related to contingency expenses serviced to customers of closed stores. This was partially offset by lower expenses from the Orlando operation and reduced advertising costs. As a result of these factors, we ended the quarter with an operating loss of 7.2 million BRL, negative EBITDA of 2.3 million, and a negative EBITDA margin of 4.2%. Net loss was 5.2 million. Net financial result was negative by 500,000, an improvement of 37%. This improvement resulted from lower foreign exchange expenses and higher income from financial investments, which offset the rise in interest rates on debt. In terms of cash flow, as shown on slide seven, cash generated from operating activities after working capital variations reached 10.9 million, a 93% increase. Taking into account investments, debt repayments, and other transactions, net cash outflow decreased by 72%, reaching 3.9 million. The company ended the quarter with net debt of 71 million. We continue to monitor our capital structure, the debt amortization schedule, and operating cash generation, with a focus on preserving liquidity and implementing initiatives to restore profitability. The company's management continues to work toward restoring the company's profitability. Product and pricing changes implemented in late 2025 are already contributing to sales performance at exclusive stores, although their effects have not yet been fully reflected in revenue. We have also made progress on opening key stores, which are currently in the showroom development phase, and they are expected to contribute gradually once they begin operating. We would like to thank our shareholders, dealers, employees, suppliers, and other stakeholders for another quarter delivered. I now turn the floor over to the operator to begin the Q&A session. We will now start the question and answer session. Let me remind you that in order to ask questions, you must click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question to join the queue. We kindly ask that all questions be asked at once. Please hold as we collect our first question. First question from José Mikael, investor. The gross margin fell 4.5 percentage points to 26.3%, and EBITDA margin went from 5% to a negative 4.2%. What are the main initiatives to restore profitability? And when should price adjustments and portfolio changes begin to have a more significant impact on the results? Good afternoon, José. Here, when we look at revenue, we have to consider volume and price. Volume. We made a number of changes in terms of product and price positioning in the end of last year, and we can see the sell-out sales of the stores. In other words, an improvement in sales performance. However, after we sell at the stores, it takes some time until this becomes a recognition of revenue. So this is one of the actions that should have an effect on improving our revenue. Another point is price. We had inflation of raw material in the second quarter, resulting from the war in the Middle East involving Iran and the United States. And that has an impact on all products related to the oil supply chain. So we did a price adjustment in the middle of the quarter, and this impact should start being seen as an impact on the margin starting in Q3. And then we have expenses. We are very disciplined in managing expenses so that we can turn the EBITDA into a positive number. Thank you very much. As a reminder, if you want to ask questions, you should click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question to join the queue. Please hold as we collect the next question. Next question from Elcio Sabato, investor. He asks, what are the proposals for sales recovery in the corporate market? Is there a proposal of new markets according to funding programs? Well, to answer your first question, what are the proposals for recovery of sales in the corporate market? We have been working more actively in the corporate channels, and we can see a rather consistent pipeline in that market. However, these are sales which are kind of long. We can see them, but that's the kind of sale that will take a little longer until we can see the results of these sales in our income statements. I'm not sure I understood your second question. So if I answer differently than what you meant, please let me know. You asked about perhaps the development of new markets, which we announced due to a requirement of the loan with BNDES. We raised 35 million with BNDES last year, and one of the requirements was that we have a certain level of revenue, $6 million, in markets other than the United States. So yes, we have adopted actions to open stores to sell corporate projects in Latin America, because we need to comply with this level of revenue required. When we accepted this requirement, well, our track record indicates that the average sales for ex-US market will meet the criterion of $6 million in a period of 5 years. In addition, we are adopting actions to increase our sales in these markets, as the loan conditions set forth. Again, another reminder, if you want to ask a question, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your name to get in line. Please hold. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to get in line. So please wait as we collect our next question. Next question from Camila Braga, an investor. She says, despite negative EBITDA, the company generated 10.9 million BRL in operating cash flow, but ended the quarter with net debt of 71 million BRL. Is this cash generation sustainable? And what are the priorities for reducing debt? Good afternoon, Camila. As regards operating cash flow generation, it is important to mention that most of this cash generation happened because of our dealers that brought forward some orders. And that's because we had a price increase in May, and we have a working tool where when the dealers pay upfront for their orders, they can protect themselves from the price increase. So we had quite a robust cash generation because of that. They brought forward their orders. And that corroborates what I said in the beginning about the performance at the stores. Sales at the stores are good, and that's why the dealers are capitalized to bring forward their orders. So this cash generation is consistent with our business, but it happens at different moments of billing. So the dealers are paying us upfront for sales that will happen in Q3. We are not expecting a price increase throughout the third quarter, at least not in the order of magnitude that would entail a great number of orders being placed upfront. But of course, we will have cash flowing in. So yes, I believe that this cash flow generation is consistent with the business. As for repayment of the debt, we are following the debt repayment schedule, the amortization schedule, and I believe that in normal business conditions, the debt is adequate to our cash generation. At this point, I don't envision any problems in terms of debt repayment. Thank you for the question. Another reminder, if you want to ask a question, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to get in line. Again, please hold as we collect our next question. If you want to ask a question, you must click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type your question to get in line. Please hold as we collect our next question. Next question from Ms. Alaíssa Vitória, another investor, and she says, the company ended Q2 2026 with 113 national exclusive stores, down from 124 in Q2 2025, and store closures continue to put pressure on revenue. What is the strategy to stabilize the store network, and what contribution can be expected from the new stores currently under development? Good afternoon, Alaíssa. So yes, our revenue has been under pressure due to store closures. And one point that you can read in our earnings release is that productivity of the stores that remained in our store base is increasing over time. Again, underscoring the fact that we are closing the stores that were less productive. Another point in that regard is that the new stores, the ones that are maturing and that we are recently opening, they have a location and operational capacity that are better than the stores that are closing. However, there is some time required for the new stores to mature. It's a long time frame. On the other hand, when we close a store, we have an immediate reduction in revenue, although we don't break down the number of openings and closures. We had important store openings this quarter in Q2, and we expect to have more key stores opening until the end of the year. Thank you. Again, if you want to ask a question, please click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question or your name to get in line. Please hold as we collect the next question. If you want to ask a question, please click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to get in line. Please hold as we collect the next question. Another reminder, if you want to ask a question, click on the Q&A icon in the Zoom toolbar and write your question to get in line. The question and answer session is now closed. We would now like to hand over the floor for the company's closing statements. Thank you very much for participating. I wish you all a great weekend. And for additional information, please contact our investor relations department. Thank you very much. Unicasa's earnings conference call for the second quarter 2026 is now closed. Thank you very much to all participants and have a great rest of day.